Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. On that day, when evening had come, he, Jesus, said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear, or another translation, absolute awe, and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Before that stormy scene on the sea that we just read about from the Gospel of Mark, Jesus had been with his disciples for a long time. They'd heard him teaching, speaking, confronting the Pharisees and other dogmatic, rule-laden religious leaders of the day, afraid of who Jesus was and who were always challenging him and trying to trip him up with all the religious rules that they used also to strangle and try to control the people in those days. And Jesus' disciples, along with many others, had seen him perform miracle after miracle after miracle during their time with him. They had witnessed him heal a leper on the side of the road, heal the Apostle Peter's mother-in-law from a fever, and cast out demons of illness or demons of some disease or depression or bad behavior from many, many people. They watched as a Roman centurion, a hardened, experienced soldier, skilled at killing, and who, it turns out, would eventually carry out Christ's execution, came humbly to Jesus, asking him to heal his paralyzed servant. The disciples watched as Jesus raised a widow's son to life, and then time after time they listened to him teach thousands gathered on hillsides and in other settings. But the faith of his disciples and others who followed him and wanted to believe in him was still very weak, almost non-existent at times. They would not fully appreciate who he was until his death on the cross and resurrection from the tomb. They would always underestimate his power, a power which was on board with them in that boat in the scene in the scripture in Mark we just read, and would always be with them. And the unfortunate thing for them is that they seemed to believe his power only when they saw it occur, and only them. The next difficulty, the next storm they faced, the next mountain which rose up before them, the doubt would set right back in. They believed in facts, in things they could touch and see, like when Jesus awoke and calmed the storm or healed someone. But before that, they didn't really believe, with Jesus right there in their lives and in their world, doing what they saw him do. They didn't believe really until they saw it. Their faith was weak, maybe, as I mentioned, even empty, non-existent for them. It was all about seeing before believing. Sounds a little like some folks I know. Maybe even you at times, certainly me. In times past, the writer of Hebrews says this in chapter 11 at verse 1. Faith means being sure of the things we hope for and knowing that something is real, even if we do not see it. Here's the truth. In the midst of whatever we're in the middle of, no matter what, the God of the universe, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, healer of healers, Jesus of the cross, and the empty tomb is the real deal. He sees us, watches over us, wants the best for us, and is walking with us always. His power is right there. in the boat, in the classroom, in our marriage, our job, relationships, the difficulties and valleys we find ourselves in. He is there, facing with us whatever we are facing. Whatever storms threaten to drown us, His hand is reaching down and lifting us up and out of the storms. The Reverend Billy Graham said over and over to millions and millions and millions around the world that we are not called to understand what God does and how and when He does what He does. Thank goodness. But he said we are called to believe. And we will never understand God's way. Never. But we have plenty of evidence today and through the centuries of His presence in our lives. And in our better moments, we want to, and we often do believe that He did what He did. All the healing, the miracles, calming the storms, parting the seas, and moving the mountains. But here's the bigger problem for us. The real question many of us have had and may have today and struggle with in the real day adventures of life is, do we really believe that we can trust that Jesus wants to and can do all of that for us, for you, for me? Will He do it for us? We read and we see what He has done for others. We know He has been there and done things in the world before, but do we really believe that He wants to and will do that for you, for me, just for us? Today and every day, for each one of us on the call this morning, will He do it for us? Do we trust Him to want to do it for you or for me? You know, many of us carry the baggage of past personal relationships with us and into our relationship with God, past relationships with parents, friends, spouses, teachers, people we worked with, teammates, coaches, and many others. And there are times when those other relationships, those people, let us down, hurt us, disappointed us, rejected, and maybe even abandoned us. And we attribute those behaviors of those people to God. Because of those past disappointing experiences with others, we have trouble now believing that God wants to and will help us. But listen to me. Listen. God is not those other folks. Really. Trust me. God is not those other folks. I know that seems obvious, but we need to say it and say it again and again until we believe it. He has never done to you what they did. He has always wanted only good for you and for me. It took me a while personally to get there, to believe that. And maybe it took you a while too, or maybe you're still working on it. But my friends, listen, we can believe that. He always wants only good for you and for me. He is not those other folks. Jesus is saying the same thing to us every day that He said to the disciples. Trust me, Scott. Believe me, Scott. No matter what you face, unexpected illness hits your family, a relationship you thought was forever is over, you lose a loved one, you've fallen, failed, you can't meet the expectations of others, and then you come upon it again, that proverbial fork in the road, facing a decision you need to move on from. Go forward, press on. And Jesus says, hey, Scott, trust me, don't doubt, don't fear, I see where you are and will never leave you as you go forward, moving forward past whatever you face. So just trust me. Trust that I am with you in this moment. I see you and my hand is on your shoulder. No matter what you're going through, whatever storms or difficulties or mountains to climb, decisions to make, Scott, I will be there and I will work it all out with you and for your eventual good and all for my glory. Look, dear friends, God sees us. He is still in the miracle business. We are in His hands. He knows what our next step should be. And then the next and the next and the next. He's got us and goes with us. He calms the storms and quiets the wind and waves in our lives. His peace is greater. He will make a way for us through the seas, around or over the mountains which seem too big to climb. Every moment of our lives, He is there. He sees us and He knows the way. What are you facing? Going it alone still? Why? Why? God has always been there for His children. He is there for you today. He sees you and is still standing there, ready to help. Ready to help you. Let me leave you with this. A number of years ago, a father watched from his front yard as the family's beautiful two-story house, which had caught fire, was burning out of control. He thought his family was safe, but then his youngest son appeared in an upstairs window. He was trapped in the burning house. When the house had burst into flames, the whole family, the father thought, himself, his bride, and their children had hurried out together, but this smallest son had become frightened and, unbeknownst to anyone, had run back upstairs. His father, standing there, shouted to his son at the upstairs window, "Jump, jump, I'll catch you." The boy cried back to his father, "But Daddy, I can't see where you are." "I know," his father called out, "but I can see you. Jump." My friends, Jesus sees us every moment of every day of our lives. We can trust Him and jump into His arms. He sees you and is with you and me and everything we face. He is always there to move us ahead, and He knows the way. And He will lead us into the sunshine of a brand new day with Him, all for our good and all for His glory. Trust that no matter what you are going through or facing, He sees you, is there, knows the way, and in Him you have the power to deal with and move beyond and through whatever you face into a new and better day. Trust Him. Trust Him. No matter what, jump. God's always got you. Let me pray for us. You know, Lord, in our better moments, we want to believe that. But there's so much baggage in the past where we've been let down, but help us to remember, that's not you. You never let us down. You're always there for us and with us. So we trust you. Your hands are out. Poke us. Pull us. Help us to remember. Jump. You've got us. Always got us. Be with that brother, dear friends and family in South Dakota, struggling through an illness, Lord. Continue to heal him. Thank you for the medical team that you've trained to do what they do. Be with that dear friend in South Florida who's recovering from the heart attack the other night. Be with that person in Atlanta, still growing, getting better and better every day. Thank you for walking with them. Thank you for walking with them and being at the side of everyone struggling right now, Lord, because that's what you do. You're there. Thanks for the reminder. Continue to poke us, pull us, prod us, knowing while you do that, you're with us as we move out, remembering always that you're always with us. You've always got us. You're there. You see us. So when we don't think we can, we know we always can jump into your waiting arms to be all that you call us to be. And as you do that, help us to become that, Lord. We go forward with you to help others become all they were created to be by you. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.